This past week saw the passing of Queen Elizabeth at the age of 96. She certainly added weight to the saying, a tough act to follow, did she not? But that is now what King Charles III is going to have to do. I think there's a couple of interesting things to watch in the months, certainly the years ahead. One is, will this ascension to the throne by Charles mean universal acceptance of his wife, who her official title now is Queen Consort Camilla? Will she be totally embraced by the royal subjects? Because if you look at social media comments just in these past few days, there are a lot of people in Great Britain especially who are not exactly thrilled about Camilla coming along with Charles for the ride. Here's a big what if. Thought about this too. What if Charles and Diana stayed together? Would Charles as king have even a chance? Or would Diana just overshadow him in every single way possible? Getting back to reality, another thing to watch is how King Charles will rule. Tradition calls for the British monarch to not express certainly any political opinion, and in many cases, any opinions on social issues. Look back in time when Elizabeth became queen, she was not saying this as an insult or anything. She was pretty much a blank piece of paper. Never really spoke up about anything, nor really had her figured out about what she thought, what she believed. There was really no record of her saying or doing anything that went against that tradition. It's a very different story with Charles. He has spoken up and spoken out about a variety of political as well as non-political issues, with certainly an on-the-record trail of his words. So will King Charles III silence himself and adhere to the tradition? Or look at this as, an opportunity to, what would we call it, redefine the monarchy? And if he does the latter, will that be cheered by the people or bring an end to that monarchy? As they say, to be continued.